of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I remember when I first heard your heartbeat. It had only been 8 weeks. Standing there staring at that screen was the first time you ever scared me. God knows I don't know exactly what I'm doing, but good news.
All right, welcome to our evening show here on KCNR. This is Linda Bott. You're listening to Brent Young. We're going to be talking about this gentleman that's coming to the Reading area, May 8th. In fact, I was just driving by the Civic tonight to pick up some tickets for the Reading Rodeo, and I saw, you know, of course, a vacant parking lot, but I saw a white tent. So, you know, I think they're starting to get ready for, usually they start to do tech and that kind of thing, because if you look at the 8th, that's just a few days away. So tickets are still for sale, and we're going to, Jared's at the helm tonight. Good night. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well.
All right. We're going to talk about Brent Young in a minute, but I want to give you a little rundown here, by the way. Thank you so much for our sponsors. I'm going to say shout out to Black Bear Diner. I want to also give a little tribute and a shout out to Charlou's. Now, Charlou's used to be Mary's Pizza Shack, but the nephew, I believe he's, you know, somehow he's related. They stayed within the family. They still have some of the recipes, but they've rebranded and they've expanded their menu. And we went to an event the other night and did a celebrity pizza throwing thing, Carl and I, and it was so much fun. And we are going to be having joining some friends for a birthday party. They have a patio that they're starting to open up now for special events, wedding events, showers, parties, birthday parties. And they have really good food. And just please support local creations like this, that, you know, these people have been in the business for years, and then they decide that they're going to expand, rebrand, and do some things. So Charlou's downtown. They also are located in Anderson, you know, across from the movie theater. But the one that I'm talking about with the outside patio is downtown on East. So shout out to them as well. And also to the Reading Civic. We'll get to that in a little bit. Well, tonight I have a number of things we're going to cover. First of all, I have Sandra Jennings here, and we're going to be talking about our astrologer, about the interesting that's happening in our world in between the eclipses. So we're going to be talking about, is eclipses, correct?
That's correct. And there are eclipses, a pair of eclipses generally every 6 months. And what the eclipses do, there'll be a lunar eclipse and a solar eclipse, and they are changes. They accompany changes. Changes accompany the eclipses. And they are worldwide changes, changes of theme that are effective for the next 6 months. So we're in the process of these changes happening. It's like a morphing process. And the time, the 2 weeks in between the new moon eclipse and the full moon eclipse this time, it can feel uncomfortable because you feel the earth changing under your feet, or the air feels different, or emotions, you know, feel like they're washing through you and you don't know what you're feeling, or your thoughts are more random. You know, those are the areas of the four elements, the earth, the air, the water, and the fire. And so they shift, and the predominance now is going to be earth and water. We had an earth eclipse, a Taurus eclipse last Saturday, and a week from this Saturday will be a water eclipse, a Scorpio eclipse. So, and the water eclipse is going to be with the moon at the full moon. So, and the moon always brings about intense emotions. It's going to be a total lunar eclipse. So that's going to make emotions even more intense. In Scorpio, the most intense sign emotionally and psychologically, and it's a supermoon when the moon is as close as it can be to the Earth.
Now, are we going to see that here in America?
We can see it in America. People in South America can see it. Western Europe and Africa, all of the Atlantic Ocean. And where we'll be able to see it in its totality is on the East Coast. So we may only see part of it out here in California. But yes, we will. It's visible. This Scorpio lunar eclipse will be visible. And wherever an eclipse is visible, its effects are more powerful.
Mm.
So expect this to happen. People will have an emotional, they'll be emotionally involved. It comes at a full moon. And you know, full moons always bring out the emotions in emotional situations for people. You feel more passionate. You feel more alive. You feel more happy. You feel more sad. But you feel with intensity.
Okay. Okay. So then when people say, oh, it must be a full moon, there's a reason.
They sense
that. That old saying is around. Or, oh, Mercury's in retrograde. There's a reason that people say that. The song I was thinking about is Total Eclipse by Bonnie Tyler. I can't help it. I mean, no, that's a, but once upon a time I was falling apart. Falling in love. Now I'm only falling apart. Total Eclipse of the Heart, which is different, but that's kind of a cool lyric when you think about Total Eclipse of the Heart. I don't know. We were talking about songwriting earlier, you and I.
Yes.
And the creative spirit.
Yes.
And so that's what you're saying, what's going to be happening with between these two eclipses. What do we look at after, the, next Saturday, which would be the 14th, mm-hmm. Is it the 14th?
It's the 15th, actually,
okay,
here.
15th. Which is going to be the lunar eclipse.
It's a lunar eclipse.
What do we look
at the sky, look at the full moon, and watch the shadow, passing, the shadow of the Earth passing across the moon's surface.
So what is coming out as far as, after we get through that, which is a week away, because we have 3 or 4 weeks before we hear from you again, mm-hmm. What are we moving into?
We are moving into a time period where the sun has moved out of Aries and into Taurus, and so it's back to the earth, back to simplicity, feeling grounded. Feeling that we are living beings, that not technological creations, and that we need to put down roots and feel secure and feel safe and feel connected to the earth and all things natural. So that's intrinsic to this month. And then as we move beyond the full moon, 2 weeks after that, we're going to have a new moon. It will be moving, but the sun will already have moved into the next sign, which will be Gemini. And at that point, we're talking about communication and the realm of rational mind. And as long as we're speaking about Gemini, the planet that rules Gemini is Mercury, and Mercury is going to go retrograde this month of May, starting on the 11th. So we had a long period of time, about 2.5-3 months, where all the planets were moving direct and really like we were getting things done. Mm-hmm. Things were happening. We make a call on the phone. People actually answered and said, yes, I'll do what you say. I agree. Let's make stuff go. Well, now, one by one, the planets are going to go retrograde. So the pace of life is going to get slower.
Well, I don't know what to say about that.
We go back over ground we've covered before. Now, that may feel familiar and comforting, or it may feel like I'm not making progress. It depends on what planet's going retrograde. The first one is Pluto. Pluto went retrograde a few days ago, and that's the planet that rules the sign of Scorpio. So it's significant that happened at the same, right around the same time that the moon is going to have this total eclipse in Scorpio, where things feel like they have more emotional meaning. Nothing feels like it is insignificant. Nothing feels like unimportant. Everything feels like there's major things happening and
Which is a good segue in a certain sense, that as we are talking all about this, that we're going to have some of the cast members from Young Frankenstein, Frankenstein, calling in tonight because it's dress rehearsal. They open, I don't know, is it opening night tonight or is it tomorrow night?
Rehearsal.
So they're going to be, it's either dress rehearsal tonight, but I think they're going to be calling it at 6:30, a couple of cast members giving away tickets.
Oh,
we definitely have, like, I think the 14th booked where we're actually going to see this show because, you know, every time I drag Carl, if he's listening or not, I have to drag, no, he's in a Reading Rodeo, cowboy meeting tonight. So when I have dragged or drug Carl to something, he's always so happy to have done it. And this is where we talk about the creative juices, that you do things out of the ordinary, that you try something different, attend something different, let the light shine on you in a different way. And I think that kind of coincides with what you're saying, is that, you know, the mood, the feeling, the passion, the things that you're going to be feeling with the eclipse.
Yes.
We're moving into that. We're going to be getting a call that could be Adriana, and she is in charge of the Fire Festival. I'd like you to hang out with me, Sandra. We'll just be talking about, you got your charts out.
I'm here. I'm with you.
Yeah. All right. So, let's see if we have, Adriana, but we do have to take a break. We'll be right back. This is KCNR. This is North State Now. Linda Bott is here along with Sandra Jennings, and we've got some guests on the phone. This is 96.5 FM. And 1460 AM. We'll see you right after these messages.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, I'm Erin Resner, and I'm running for Shasta County Supervisor in District 1. As a local business owner, mother of four, and current Reading City Council member, public safety is a top priority. That's why, while as acting mayor, I led the council in approving a crisis intervention response team within the Reading Police Department, which has successfully assisted many citizens in crisis. If you want to be part of creating a stronger and better Shasta County, then vote for me, Erin Resner, for Shasta County Supervisor on June 7th.
Paid for by Erin Resner for Supervisor 2022.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Here we go.
There's nothing I can do, a total eclipse of the heart.
I thought it was nothing I could say, nothing I can do. All right, welcome back. This is Linda Bott, and I'm here with Sandra Jennings, our astrologer and head of Chiron Society. And we've been talking about the eclipse, that we're going to be coming into a lunar eclipse, and we're going to be talking about something that's happening at the ReadingCivic.com, covering events in town. We've got a couple castmates that are going to be, or cast members, they're going to be calling in from Young Frankenstein from Axiom Theater later on in the program. But right now on the phone, we've got Adriana in charge of... But Reading's got a wonderful fire festival. What do you have to say?
I just wanted to say Carl did call during the break.
Yes.
And he wanted me to point out, you don't always have to drag him everywhere.
Yeah, that's true. I don't. He took a personal. Okay. So, okay, that's all right. That, good for him. Yeah, he had a word. So, Adriana, good evening. How are you?
Hang on, her call just dropped in. We just got back on the line. So give me 1 second.
All right, 1 second. There we go. Jared, so good. She may be en route. Adriana.
Yeah, we are good now.
All right. Adriana, welcome.
Hi there.
Welcome to the show. And you have an interesting festival. Would you share with our listeners what is the Fire Festival and what is it all about May 14th?
So it's a family-friendly arts and crafts fair. It features over 115 vendors. We have food, beer and wine. We have a lot of entertainment. There's a cosplay costume theme, and guests are welcome to dress up with us. We have Vikings and a Viking ship. There's a Renaissance camp that's going to be doing sword fight demos. We have mermaids. There's carnival games. We have local bands during the day. And then in the evening, we have a pyrotechnic circus show. We have stilt walkers, aerialists, fire dancers, pyrotechnics, all sorts of fun things to watch.
Well, Adriana, did you put this together? Tell us about you and how come we need to know more about this festival, and our listeners, they are the kind of people that would love to attend this kind of event.
Yeah. And your radio station name's perfect for our Fire Festival, too. So this is actually the 10th Spreading Fire Festival. We first started off with a fire dance performance at Waterworks Park. I was just looking for an area to get together some different fire dancers. I didn't know very many in the Reading area at the time. So I recruited some people from Mount Shasta and some people from Chico, and we were just going to have a little get-together there, looking for a place where we wouldn't burn down the city, nice paved area. And I put an event out on Facebook, thinking maybe 35 people would want to come or something like that, since it was a Monday night in March. And we ended up having 350 people show up.
My goodness.
So, yeah.
I mean,
there was definitely some interest in it.
Do you think that they showed up because of the idea of the fire dance? And can you share with our listeners, if you were to give a visual, what is the fire dance?
There's all different types of fire dancing. My specialty is actually called poi. It's a Polynesian art form where it's basically two chains that has a fire wick on each chain, and you swing them around. Mm-hmm. There's different things like hula hoops that have fire, staffs with fire. There's fire breathing. We have some really interesting props in this show. There's a troupe that's going to be coming up from Hollywood to join us for this one, and they have some neat stuff like some giant pixie wings that light on fire. So it's pretty neat. It's very mesmerizing. It's fun to watch.
Okay, May 14th, and where, Adriana, will you be, will this event take place, in the time of day, and where again?
It's going to be at the Shasta District Fairground. It's actually a two-day festival. On the 14th, that's our main show. We have a three-hour Cirque show that night. And then on the Sunday, we have our encore performance, which is an hour-long show. Saturday, our tickets are $15, and it's free for children 9 and under. And then on Sunday, that's our discount day. It's great for going back and shopping all of our vendors. That day is only $5 to attend.
Well, this
on Saturday,
like...
oh, yeah, it's really fun. On Saturday, our show goes from 2 to 9:30 p.m., and on Sunday, we do it earlier. It's from 12 to 5 p.m.
So when you say your show, like doors open and booths are ready and that kind of thing. So when you
yes.
say how many over,
yeah, so we have entertainment. We have entertainment the whole time.
All right. So
we have local bands and then the Cirque show, and then on Sunday we also have a community drum circle. Guests are invited to bring the drums out and join us.
Oh my gosh! And let's talk about the Cirque show. Give us a little input on that.
Oh, it's so fun. We have stilt walkers and aerialists, fire dancers, pyrotechnics. There's belly dancing in it. We have troops coming from Quincy, from Paradise, and all the way up from L.A. and Hollywood area. And then, of course, we have our local troupe as well, the company that it was based on. So it's just really neat, eclectic performance. It goes from 6:30 to 9:30. I do suggest getting here early, though, because it fills up. All the space in front of the stage fills up. And guests just sit on blankets or bring lawn chairs. And we have really great music for it. It's kind of eclectic. It's
oh,
all over the place.
Sounds great.
A lot of electronica.
Oh, really? Oh, that's
yeah,
cool.
And then our bands are more of like a country and funk, rock.
Okay.
It'll be really entertaining.
Well, fantastic. Thank you so much for the call. And that's something to be doing on the 14th and 15th of May. And go out to the Shasta District Fairgrounds. It's the Fire Festival. And Adriana, thank you so much for including us and in your promo. We love hearing all about it. We support you.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Thanks. Have a wonderful night.
You too.
Thanks.
All right. See, that's what I'm saying. You know, people right here in Reading doing great things. I mean, that's a lot of work to be able to bring all of these people together, Sandra.
A lot of entertainment for people to enjoy.
Yeah. And bands come out. And all right. So we've got, oh, my gosh, guess what? Okay, I think we are going to, let's just go ahead and get them on because I think just our Axiom actors that are calling in, that are in the middle of rehearsals or performances coming up here. Allie, Matt.
For Young Frankenstein.
For Young Frankenstein from Axiom Theater. All right, who do we have on the phone with us right now? Who's calling in?
This is Al Greenblade, and I'm playing Elizabeth.
Oh. I'm John Amick, playing the Frankenstein's monster. And I am Matt McDonald, and I'm playing Igor.
And thank you. No, you're right at Axiom right now. I guess you guys are tell us about what's happening right now besides you calling in to KCNR. Is opening night tonight or tomorrow night?
We open tomorrow night. Currently I am sitting in a chair and Matt is fixing my wig.
Well, if you've ever had the pleasure of Matt McDonald doing your makeup or hair or being in a production with him, that your life is forever touched. That's for sure.
It's quite wonderful.
So I'm filling it right now. I mean, I'm here with Sandra Jennings, and she's doing astrology readings tonight. We talked about all these wonderful things that we're going into an eclipse. And we were talking about the creative mode, and I said, I'm so excited about having the actors calling in tonight from Axiom because we're feeling you. We're feeling you before the production, during this dress rehearsal. We feel like we're right there in the green room with you guys getting ready.
I love it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the show. Do you feel ready?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we're excited.
Well,
like I said, it's going to be a show.
And how many, you guys run until the end of May, correct?
Mm-hmm. 16 shows.
Oh, wow. 16 shows. All right. Well, give us some little, like, before we take a break here, you guys, give us something.
If you've seen the old movie, it's a lot like that, except with a lot of big, big musical numbers. It's a classic Mel Brooks. It's campy, it's fun, hilarious.
It's ridiculous.
Yes.
Okay, we like all of it. That's so thick. I love the thickness of it, like ridiculously thick.
Yes.
most definitely.
Well, John, are you in the room?
I am in the room, yes.
All right. So I've had you guys on the show before. So how's it feeling? Are you ready?
We are so ready. We just hit that place where the costumes are in, the sets are in. They did a great job on the sets on this. It takes you to the place, you know. You really get to experience Mel Brooks live, you know, and it's so great.
Well, I know you guys are getting ready to hit the stage, so thank you for calling in and giving another plug for the show tonight. Again, that's Young Frankenstein opening tomorrow night at Axiom Theater. You can go to what's your website? AxiomTheater.org?
AxiomTheater.com.
Okay, axiomtheater.com. We may be giving tickets away a little bit later in the show and on the show as well, in the morning show, but Carl and I are going to be attending for sure. I think we're coming May, 14th. Anyway, we'll be there. We're going to be there and can't wait to see it and laugh really hard with you and love you guys all the way for all your creativity.
Wonderful. I can't wait to see it.
All right, you guys, break a leg.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Does your guest have any advice for us?
I'm sorry, what?
Does your guest have any advice for us?
Oh, yes.
Oh, absolutely, yes. The thing is to dream big at this time of year because two planets, Neptune and Jupiter, are conjunct at this time. So it's the time to make your dreams come true. Whatever you have thought to achieve, the most wild and wonderful thing you could ever hope for, be dreaming of that and be dreaming of that while you're on stage and bring it into reality. Because now this is the time when you can make these things manifest. What your dreams are, what you've always wanted, you can manifest them into reality at the present time because of the conjunction of Jupiter and Neptune in Pisces.
Wonderful. Thank
you
so much.
I love it.
All right.
Now you could be part of Elizabeth's entourage.
There you go. And just know right now, light your fire and break a leg, you guys. Have a wonderful, wonderful run. We'll see you soon.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Signing off until the next segment here on KCNR. This is Linda Bott, and you're listening to North State Now.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
Margaret!
Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes, and cutaway coat, perfect fits.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed. It's time to embrace American values. Our society is based on the freedom, not begging the government for permission. It's time to wake up, my brothers and sisters. Come check out my show every other Sunday, 8 to 9, Liberty Unabashed.
This is Baron Browning. I'm running for Shasta County Supervisor to make sure the worst wildfires we've faced stay in the past. Like you, I've witnessed the aftermath of fires, millions of dollars in destruction of property, endless loss of natural beauty, and the needless lives of heroes taken. No one should have to live in fear their home will burn down. With your vote, we'll combat wildfire together.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our summer sessions offer flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings. Plan a cool summer of hot classes by enrolling at Shasta College today. Summer session classes begin June 13th. Achieve more, earn more at shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Sorry. Earth, Wind, and Fire, they rock my world. Great choice there, Jared. And I got a chance to see them open for the Lakers back in the 80s. Was it the 80s? Yeah, it would have been the 80s in L.A. Coliseum.
During the Showtime era.
Yeah.
Sorry, there's a new show. In
oh, yeah. Yeah, about magic. Okay, so Axiom Theater called in earlier. I'm here with Sandra Jennings. We've got a lot of stuff going on, talking about promoting and that kind of thing. But when Axiom Theater called in, you have a correct where you can go. You want it, people. We really want to support the show.
Yeah, so the website, I think it said Axiom Repertory Theater. It's shortened for the online designation. It looks like it's Axe Rep Theater, spelled with the R-E instead of E-R, .com, and that takes you to their homepage.
That's great. And we were talking about this at the break with Sandra is here. We were talking about, can't you just see them in the green room? I mean, Matt McDonald is just a superior on makeup and hair, designer, and a wonderful actor. I mean, he could be... definitely wherever he chose to be, if it was in San Francisco or L.A. or New York or Chicago, he could be in like a major rep, ACT. You know, he's that of that ilk. And he is here, and he's a very, really big gift in Reading. I love to, I've interviewed who's going to play Frankenstein, like young Frankenstein. And he's married to the gal who's playing the other role, Elsa, and they both were on the show not too long ago, and it's lovely to just see these people come to life. And the opportunity that theater has to breathe life into not only the community, but to people, individuals that go to the theater not only are in theater productions, the people who help with theater productions, as well as the people that go to the theater and that spill out before theater or after theater to support restaurants, etc. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a communion. So I wanted to say thank you once again to Axiom. They've been a supporter of KCNR, my show, Free Fire. I mean, our my show, North State Now. Free Fire Radio, of course, is in the morning. And I was thinking about Carl calling in because he has joined the Reading Cowboys. So when you see the guys in the red shirts at the rodeo, Carl is going to be working alongside of those, and he's done such things so far as power washing the arena. I'm not sure what other stuff he's done, but, you know, the hard work that they do, it's all volunteer. The work that these guys and gals do is really significant, so that when we go in, we have no idea of the amount of work that goes into just attending the rodeo, which is starting May 17th. And we may be giving tickets away. I picked up some tickets earlier that we may be giving away this week, either tomorrow or next week coming up for Wednesday and Thursday for sure. And, you know, this is like a major rodeo event where people come from all over the world, actually, to be in this rodeo. And the finals are really a big deal. I've had the great honor of being asked to sing the national anthem, which I'll be doing on Friday night and Saturday night. Saturday the 21st is my birthday. I feel blessed to be able to sing the national anthem on my birthday. And so if you can't make it, you'll be able to see it on the Cowboy Channel. So it will be on national television as well. So Sondra Jennings is with me. And what say you about so far what's happening with the program tonight?
Well, the one thing that I missed kind of a cue there when you told me the word was, that was coming into my brain was inspiration, and that we have this opportunity to be inspired right now, all of us, creatively, whatever our genre, wherever we pluck inspiration from the ether, from the muses, we have this opportunity to connect with that now because, as I mentioned earlier, Jupiter and Neptune are working together. They're close to each other. It's called a conjunction. And Jupiter always magnifies anything that it touches. And Neptune is the realm of creativity and that place of chaos where inspiration comes and where there is a new birth that comes for artists, for singers, for actors, for anyone that, dancers, any of those arts. So we have this opportunity to grasp that inspiration now, which is unique. It won't happen for another 12 years.
Really?
That's it. Because the Jupiter has to come back to that place where Neptune is located. It takes Jupiter 12 years to make that cycle.
Is that so with all planets to make a cycle? Is it 12 years? Why?
No, for Jupiter it's 12 years. Each planet has its own orbital period. And for
big
example,
takeaway for me.
Yeah.
How about you, Jared? That's a big takeaway for me.
Well, I do know that, you know, Pluto is a lot farther from
Oh my God, yeah, it's like 248 years. So
yeah, but
a
I
long
mean like
time
so 12 years as opposed to, let's say,
Saturn.
Okay.
Saturn's about 29 years. And Mercury, it orbits 84 days. That's why we have three of those Mercury retrogrades every year. It's very fast. The messenger of the gods, winged feet, zippy, fast. So some planets, the closer they are to the sun, the faster they move, the shorter their orbital periods, and the more aspects or relationships they make to other planets.
When did you know Sondra Jennings? It's 6:42, so we have about 3 minutes before we take our break. And maybe you can sum up in those 3 minutes. Where did you get the bug? What was it that made you decide, I am going to really become an expert in this field? I'm going to know about this stuff.
I was 12 and I read a book called The Third Eye by, a pen name, Lobsang Rampa, a Tibetan who was like a walk-in. He was an ordinary person living a regular Western life, and he remembered, oh my God, I was a Tibetan monk in the Himalayas. And it talked about different monasteries had specialties, and there was one monastery, the specialty was astrology. Something rang inside of me. Astrology? What? And it was just a few paragraphs about the connection that we have to where the planets are, the sun, the moon, and the planets, and the stars beyond them, and what message they have for us as human beings here on this earth. Are we connected? And we are. And that we can communicate with them. And they have a message for us. And sometimes it's time sensitive. Like this Jupiter-Neptune thing. We only get this once every 12 years. The chance to make our dreams come true here in this reality. Pluck it out of that magical place.
And how long does that last? This era that we're in with the Jupiter?
It's extremely strong right now, but we'll be feeling it, and we can tap into it until November of this year.
All right, so we have some time.
We have time. So you want to make use of it. If you have something that you have been trying to bring into reality, into the third dimension, but you thought, no, it's too magical, it's too wonderful, I'm not capable, I just don't know how, it could never happen to me. Yes, it can. It can happen to you now. And you have these two amazing helpers. Those planets, they are living beings that are circulating and orbiting around our sun, and they can help you now.
That's fantastic. All right, we do have to take a break. When we come back, we have our final segment. We're going to play a little Brett Young, and then after that, some Chris Young, because we've got two Youngs. I don't know if they're related, but they both are going to have outside performances on the lawn, separate dates. Jared's going to tell us a little bit more about that when we get back from the break, some other events that are happening at the Reading Civic. If you have any questions, you want to call in tonight and talk to Sandra in this last segment, please call in at 605-4567. And also, make room on your calendar for the Fire Festival, which is happening on the 14th and 15th. If you're into kind of bizarre, it sounds like there's going to be fun, like people on stilts and fire dancing and electronica music and over 100 vendors. And just like, wow, it sounds like just this ultra-creative fair.
People bringing their special arts and crafts.
Oh,
only
yeah.
They can do.
Love that. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. This is Linda Bott. Hope you're having a great night. We'll be right back after these messages here on North State Now.
Just have to be a lady. You laugh till you cry, but she can make your tears dry. And when you get your heart broke by the wrong guy, she can make it right. I hope you love.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
My name is Vincent Eugene Allen. I'm a doctor and businessman running for insurance commissioner, and I approve this message.
Doctor, Vincent Eugene Allen was born in Cleveland, Mississippi, raised by his grandmother, Rosia H. Miller. After completing medical school in West Virginia, Dr. Allen began caring for patients in Los Angeles. Businessman, Vincent Eugene Allen and his wife, Dr. Connie U. Allen, operate 7 urgent care clinics across Los Angeles, seeing thousands of patients and providing high-paying jobs to the community. Community leader, Vincent Eugene Allen was on the front lines of the pandemic, providing food for the quarantined and medical services for the community. He and his family continue to hold charitable events in their community. Vote Vincent Eugene Allen for insurance commissioner. Doctor, not politician. Paid for by Dr. Allen for insurance commissioner 2022, FPPC ID 1439485.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
We're here with Mortgage Matt from Megastar Financial here in Reading. Matt, what if someone has just recently purchased a home or recently financed, like a year ago?
You know, this last year has been insane. A lot of people with the work from home phenomena, there's a lot of people moving here from metropolitan areas, which has, you know, affected the supply and demand of this market. That has really boosted the value of houses. So right now, people are looking to remodel their home or consolidate debt. They're able to do that at a lower cost with a cash out refinance than they ever have in history.
Talk about the value of using a local mortgage mortgage company, and why Megastar Financial?
The nice thing about us being local is our accessibility. You mean people can meet with us in a safe way, but whatever people are comfortable with. We can do an application process online on our website, or we can do an application together over the phone.
Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage company, located at 920 Hilltop Drive next door to Chuck E. Cheese. Call 999-9000 or get started online at MegastarReading.com. NMLS 1162668.
All right, welcome back to our nighttime show here. This is North State Now with Linda Bott. Now, Jared, we've got a concert coming up here on the 8th of May. This weekend at the Civic, this guy you're hearing right now is going to be out on the lawn. I think the tickets are only $75. What are they?
Well, this one is actually Chris Young. Okay. We already played Brett Young.
All right.
Brett Young is going to be on the 8th. The tickets are $55 to $70. Chris Young is going to be on July 7th. They're pretty much the same rates, just $5 more, $60 to $75.
Okay.
We got ZZ Top on June 1st. Tickets run between $75 and $100. We got Bob Dylan coming on June 7th.
Okay.
Tickets, general admission, it looks like $62 to $128, but if you really want to get good seats, it's considerably more.
Yeah, got to see Bob. Got to have that experience. And he was scheduled to try to come through here, and what they call is there's what they call I can't think of the term right now, where they route when there's some, like say in the Bay Area, or they're on their way to some in Oregon, they route through Reading. So you got to have the dates open. So congratulations and hats off to Nathan Parmalee from the Reading Civic. I mean, he's out of town. He was going to call in tonight, talk about some of the great things happening. So we really appreciate that. And you can go to Reading Civic. Go to specifically readingcivic.com and get those tickets. Don't go through another outside agency because they'll scam you. Hey, we've got just a few minutes left, but these are really important things because Sandra Jennings is our astrologer, and there's specific questions that people have asked. And let's just get right to it. One is about the president.
Oh, yeah. And eclipses always bring about completely unforeseen situations, something you cannot plan for, and they're a big surprise. That's why eclipses have been feared in the past. Well, when an eclipse makes an aspect to your sun, your moon, your rising sign, that it's, in other words, the eclipse now that's coming up, this Scorpio lunar eclipse is going to be at 25 degrees of Scorpio. So you look in your chart, do I have anything at 25 degrees of Scorpio? Well, our president, his son, is at 27 degrees of Scorpio. So there's a possibility we will see some kind of unforeseen, extremely significant circumstance in his life that could be life-changing. His son is in his 12th house, and also the lunar eclipse affects his Venus, which is at 22 Scorpio. So something interior. And the lunar eclipses affect you emotionally and affect you in your home life. So we'll be watching that. And another interesting person of interest who's, I am expecting to have an eclipse event, is the Queen of England. She's 96 right now. And the eclipse is going to trigger on her midheaven. That is the top of the chart, her out in front of God and everybody, her professional persona, her ability to be queen and to act as queen, the regal, you know, madam. And so I'm expecting something very intense, transformational to happen to her at the eclipse. And other information is both of her sons also are affected by this. Prince Charles, the eclipse is on his son, so he may be elevated. An eclipse can take away or it can elevate. This may be the time when he resumes, where he assumes the throne. And then her other son, who is Prince Andrew, who is not as blessed as far as his relationship to the public is concerned, it's going to be impact on his moon, and the moon represents the mother in your life. So both of, so her, the queen is gonna have an eclipse event, and both of her sons are expected to have an eclipse event. So one thinks they're all gonna be related. And so astrology is about, figuring out mathematical probabilities based on the geometric relationships that the sun, the moon, and the planets make to each other. So it looks like these individuals are going to have some sort of life-changing event, because Scorpio is ruled by Pluto. Both of them have to do with major transformations, life transformations.
Well, we in Reading, on a local government basis, and we're building and structures, and we talked about, you know, the impact on crime. We were also talking about, before we started the show tonight, we were talking about not just necessarily legal immigration, but how our borders are open, but not just in America, but
all over the world.
We're feeling the shift.
Oh, yes.
Of rules.
Yes, that's it. That there are no boundaries. And believe it or not, that's another Jupiter-Neptune situation, because Neptune rules the sea, which there's no boundaries in the sea. The oceans flow wherever they want to go. And Jupiter magnifies, so that sense of having no boundary, the countries have no boundaries, or the boundaries have become porous, or they don't hold anyone back, or they're not strong.
Is there anything next month I should be worried about? I'm a Gemini with you, Linda.
Yeah, and your birthday again?
It's the 17th.
Thick, he's like thick into Gemini.
Well,
he's not on the
as cut. I mentioned, sun's moving into Gemini, and Mercury's in Gemini right now, just went in. So, communication, following novelty, wanting to have fun, using your rational mind, being able to express yourself well and be heard, those things are all important to Geminis. So, you ought to give me your statistics so I can drop your chart, and I'll be happy to tell you more. And that's what I need to be able to do good chart work and good predictive work for people, and also explain about people's lives. I need to know when a person was born, where they were born, and the date. The date, the time, the place. And I triangulate. And then I get a fix on a moment in time and a place in time. And I'm going to find your moment. It belongs to you. Nobody else can have that moment or that place. And then I do an analysis of where the sun, the moon, and the planets are and how they affect you at your special time. And that's your life. That's your time frame.
So that's called your birth chart. That's because birth now you chart. Can do like the other charts that you were talking about at this time, where you were talking about the queen, or you were talking about, you know, Biden and maybe the Queen's sons and certain things that because of where they're born or their charts. But for people who are willing to come forth and say, here's what I was born, this is what I was doing, and have a birth chart done, actually is very interesting. And I've had Sandra do mine a couple years now. And that's why I think it's fun to have her come on, because we're all in kind of untried, weird times. I think they are anyway, right now. And so it's kind of like, well, can you give me some sense on this?
It's important to have some kind of idea where we're going. Okay, most of us have some idea of where we've been, but things are changing so swiftly now because our planet and our entire solar system is moving through the galaxy into an area of the galaxy that vibrates faster. So the Earth vibrates faster, all the planets, the sun vibrates faster. The sun is shooting out more coronal mass ejections right now than it ever has before. And it's bringing more light into our life, and it's changing things faster than we have any experience with.
So as we wrap up today, Mother's Day is, of course, on Sunday. And, you know, it's time, if you haven't thought about doing something special for your mom, drop a call. You know, and there's moms in different forms. You know, people can mother in different ways. So, you know, do something special for those people, or be open your heart on this specific Sunday, Mother's Day weekend. Buy a couple tickets. Go put, you know, buy tickets for, at the Cascade or Axiom for Young Frankenstein. Got the rodeo coming up. I know that there's a Cottonwood Rodeo over Mother's Day, and the Reading Rodeo, which is going to be a lot of fun. There's all kinds of events that are happening up into the finals, which is going to be the 13th through the 21st. And then, of course, the Fire Festival happening on the 14th to 15th. We go out and just, like I said, buy a gift card for a restaurant or get tickets. Take your mom, because it's really about creating the memories more than the stuff. Right?
I think that's wonderful. Being a mom myself,
yeah.
I want to create memories with my family and with my son. I love that suggestion. Thank you.
On that note, make it a great day, a great night. Do something kind for a stranger. We'll see you in the morning. Thanks for joining us tonight.
And admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. Or the time.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.